The Riverina's Triple M, it's Dan and Lee on your Monday morning. And Dan, Murrumbidgee Music Muster, we have just come off Rock at the Races, and this is so exciting. 30th of March, featuring the likes of Casey Chambers, Richard Clapton going to be there as well, Travis Collins, The Bad Loves, and one of our headliners, Adam Brand, joins us on the line. G'day, Adam.
Hey.
G'day, guys. I'm pumped about this festival.
This is going to be a great festival. Now, Adam, I'm going to jump straight into it. You have got a brand new album out, Milestones 20 Years. Are you going to include some of your new stuff at the Murrumbidgee Music Muster, or just all the old classics everybody knows and loves?
Look, it's going to be lots of old songs. There'll be a couple of new ones thrown in, but, mate, just a party. It'll be a party set. We won't be there for a long time. We'll be there for a rocking good time. So, yeah, a bit of everything.
And look, if there's one thing I know about you and your music, it's that it is for good times. The number of times I've been requested for Dirt Track Cowboy when I've been DJing at pubs and here and that, and the guys and girls just going off. What's your favourite party song then of your collection that you get a really good reaction to, you find?
Oh, look, I don't know why, but it's a lot of drinking songs, apparently. but look, I'm a bit random, mate, a bit spontaneous on stage. I'm a cheeky bugger. It's all about promoting a good time and having fun. So, actually, I was named the Tamworth official party ambassador a couple of years ago. So
you're going to fit in. You will fit in real well here across the Riverina.
Very good.
Talking about the Riverina, you were recently in Ungerry.
Yeah. This year for my Milestones tour, I've been doing a lot of little towns and little venues that I've never done before and that don't usually get shows. So I've been going off the beaten track. Mate, I've been loving it. There's meeting some great people. There's a great little spots that that people sometimes don't stop and see. So we're making a point of doing that this year.
And really appreciate when artists like yourself make the time to go a bit out of the way and come to some of those smaller venues, because, as you say, a lot of the artists just can't get there.
Yeah, and I think these little places do get a little forgotten. You know, they're the places that people drive through to get somewhere else, and I think, especially with how tough regional Australia is doing it at the moment, I think everyone needs to sort of stop in these towns, spend a few bucks and discover something pretty cool.
And speaking of how tough regional towns are doing it at the moment, Droughtbreakers got together and performed the song Rain. You were part of that. How did you get involved, and what was it like working with some music industry legends?
Yeah, it was amazing, actually. You know, Jack Jones, Sarah McLeod from Super Jesus, and Scotty Darlow, great guys, great people. And this old Dragon song, what a classic song. So all the net profits go to buy a bale. And we were just yesterday in the main mall in Rundle Mall, in Adelaide yesterday. And people, it's great. In the middle of the city, people's lining up to buy bales of hay for our farmers. What a great initiative.
Do you know, and I know this is might just be putting you a bit too far on the spot, but do you know around about what the figure is of how much you've raised?
No, we don't actually. But, there's so many, as you know, there's so many people, so many artists and organisations all doing fundraising activities now, you know. And look, it's great when all of Australia gets involved. You know, when everyone rolls their sleeves up and pitches in, that's when change happens. And as you know, we're pretty good for doing that in Australia. You know, we really do help our mates out. So it's incredible.
Speaking of your mates, I was just having a quick squeeze on your Facebook page. You love a bit of cooking with the mates on Facebook. Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a chef?
Mate, I love cooking. I absolutely love it. So I'm a bit of a home chef, you know. Just I'm pretty dodgy. I'm not technical. I don't know the fancy names and words, but and I wipe my hands on my shirt and all that kind of stuff. Drink out of the bottle, but mate, I love it, and it's it's a lot of fun. So yeah, whoever comes over, we cook something, and I do a lot of live Facebook stuff, and it's funny. It's quite interactive. I'll have something on the stove, and I'm sitting there chopping something up, and I'm talking like I'm yakking to the people on Facebook, and then all of a sudden there'll be 20, 30 messages, check the pan, you're burning it. People are telling me off all the time.
Now,
really?
Just talking about your Milestones 20 years, obviously you've just dropped a brand new single from that last week. So If Heaven is a Soundtrack, I did read a thing that you'd said this is your brand new favourite song. Have you got a few of those on the album?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the Milestones album is two discs, 34 songs. It's a bunch of hits and songs from my 20 years of recording, and then a few new ones as well. So this song, yeah, as you said, it's a new single. It's called If Heaven Has a Soundtrack. Pretty, a little bit deeper song, this one. I've done enough party songs, and this one is a little bit more deep, a bit more meaning behind this one.
Well, let's have a listen to it now. It's on the Riverina's Triple M with Adam Brand. He's going to be here for the Murrumbidgee Music Muster, and his new single is called If Heaven Has a Soundtrack. Brand new single from Adam Brand, If Heaven Has a Soundtrack, his album's Milestones 20 Years. Dan and Lee on the Riverina's Triple M, and we are lucky enough to have Adam with us this morning. Now, Adam, we do this with a few people. Are you ready to go 60 seconds with?
Oh, a little nervous, but I'm going to give it a go.
Rightio. Here we go.
60 seconds with Adam Brand.
Question one, are you usually early or late?
Always early.
Always a good way to be. Question number two, what is special about the place you grew up?
Oh, look, we moved around a lot. So I've got about 12 answers to that question. But look, you know what was special by doing, with keeping that in mind, is that always had to make new friends and got good at talking to people.
Very good. What trend would you love to see coming back?
Bring back the mullet.
Yes.
That's no, guys.
Hey, what's your best story involving a car?
Oh, car. Well, I used to race the V8 Utes.
Yeah.
The very first time I raced, I was doing practice session. It was at Winton, and I was going down the back straight, and I thought I was going about a million miles an hour. And Gricey was racing back then, and he goes past me so fast that it almost blew the side mirrors off. And I realised I was going a bit slow. But I also just thought to myself, wow, I'm on the track with Gricey.
That's pretty cool. What were you really into when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I used to play table tennis.
You still any good at it?
No, not much good at it. But when I was like 15, I was A grade table tennis player.
And last one for you, what superpower would you love to have?
Invisible.
Mm. Yeah, and where would you go if you're invisible?
Everywhere.
Places that you're not meant to be, I'm sure of it.
Exactly.
Adam Brand, we are looking forward to seeing you. Murrumbidgee Music Muster with Casey Chambers, Richard Clapton, Travis Collins, The Bad Loves, and more March 30 at the MTC, all getting underway from around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Murrumbidgeemusicmaster.com.au or ticketmaster.com.au to grab your tickets. Adam, thank you so much for catching up.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.